far as doing it to me.
You're on.
Good morning, everybody. We are coming to you live right here from inside the main build facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. We're back from SEMA Day 2. Notice we are back in the main build facility. This is the place we like to come to you from because it's where all the raw action happens, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tom. We all know the Master Bubba, who's coming down with the flu after sitting on the airplane flying to and from SEMA, and everybody going, "That's you!" Not covering their faces. Good morning, Bubba. How are we doing today?
Hey, man, doing really good so far. Just working away, trying to get some of these rides caught up here on the facility. Got a lot of crap in the works right now. As you know, Greg just made it back with the SEMA build, so that is now here in South Florida again. And we are just killing it, dude.
A lot of good information to come out with about SEMA, Bub. I've been working with all of the partners that we have worked with throughout SEMA 17. Big news coming up. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Please visit our online shop and our website at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. You'll start seeing all of the products from the partners going up over the next week or so. We're a little behind. We apologize. Miss Outlaw Boutique, for the greatest in boutique apparel and fashion, it is Robin and Layla out at Miss Outlaw Boutique, 561-660-6695 or above. They have the paint party going on.
Yep.
What would you take it?
I guess, man, I don't even know what you're trying to get me to say there.
I was going to let you talk about the paint party.
I have no idea any of the facts on it.
The paint party is coming up, ladies and gentlemen. If you go to MissOutlawBoutique.com, you'll see the paint party. It is you get a glass of wine and appetizers, $30 get you in the door. It's going to be packed. Then you paint your wine glass and you keep it or sell it for charity. But the proceeds of the funds go to the Las Vegas Victims Fund. And we were there at Mandalay Bay, but we took the time to go to Mandalay Bay. What a spooky situation. Very hard, man.
Yeah, man, we talked about that yesterday. You know, we just described, you know, the way it was, you know, the scenario, the scenes, and, you know, it's just a shame, dude.
Brutal, isn't it?
Yep,
brutal. Blood's still laying there. There's absolutely everything's still knocked over. They're still doing a crime scene investigation. So let's support the girls out there at Miss Outlaw Boutique, please. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. And today, Bub, we're going to be talking a lot about crank and cam shaft technical specifications and what they do. And tomorrow, we are physically going to be moving more into the camshaft as we put together a 67 Camaro engine very quickly right here for all to see.
Yeah, man, it's, you know, this right here is just the typical Jeep JK series, right? These things came out, they were with the 3.8-liter originally, an absolute piss-poor motor that Mopar designed.
Terrible.
Zero horsepower, zero torque, the things just barely did anything. So, what do guys like this do? They don't want to go out and buy a brand new Jeep. They go out and they spend the aftermarket money and do upgrades. This one had a RIP supercharger installed, which creates this thing right up to about 300 plus horsepower at the tire itself, which is a pretty solid gain, you know, 40-50% over stock. Pretty solid gain on the horsepower side, but if you have a guy who doesn't know how to either drive the car or a guy who doesn't know how to maintain the car, for example, this client's been doing their own oil changes, right? Well, guess what? It's been low on oil every time the oil has been changed because you have to have factor in the added oil required for the supercharger unit. Well, now that that has been done, the client's gone through, there's about 60,000 miles on this motor, and sure enough, it has spun the bearings on the camshaft.
So, Bubba, when we say spun the bearings and connect and camshaft, I'll take it. I know your voice is really sore. The crankshaft, ladies and gentlemen, there are two integral parts of the motor. The crankshaft, which has a counterweight, and it's long about, it's the length of the motor, four, six, and eight cylinders, even two-cylinder diesels, Bubba, as well. And the camshaft, with the crankshaft lives on the bottom end, the camshaft lives on the top end. Your connecting rods and pistons are joined to the crankshaft and the journals by what we call a connecting rod and crank. This is the lower piece of your crankshaft right here. This is the lower piece that bolts onto the piston. This literally runs into the piston and bolts it to the piston. Oil is a necessity in this area here, where what we call our crank bearings sit. And the oil provides lubricity, so as the pistons go up and down and rotate on the crankshaft, this spins freely. This is why oil is so important in your motor. As we can see, when Bub tore this motor apart,
These are what we call spent bearings. Look carefully at the wear inside the metal housing right here. What this does, even though this doesn't look like much, this provides metal shavings on the oil pump, which are bad to circulate through the engine. It creates other internal engine damage, and it also wears this away. That little bit of wear, even though it's not visible to the human eye, is enough to allow slop in the piston itself and create a tapping or banging noise.
Yep. So, that's pretty much it, man. That's exactly what happened with this one. These are the connecting rod bearings, and these things have completely been destroyed. So we are going to go through and again replace these with only Mopar parts. Typically what happens when these go bad is these bearings are made of a material different than the connecting rods themselves, cast or forged, and also as the crankshaft. Completely different. These are meant to wear. That is the purpose of the bearings themselves. So 90% of the time you can go through these things, replace them with a stock bearing as long as it hasn't been too harsh. If it's worn all the way through this bearing and then gone literally onto the connecting rod, luckily this client caught it quick enough in time, hearing that initial tap, knowing something was wrong, that we have to only go through and replace just all 12. This is a six cylinder, so two bearings on each cylinder. All 12 of the connecting rod bearings will change them. There is no actual scarring on any of the connecting rods or the crankshaft itself, so none of the machine, the motor work needs to be pulled down any further, have machine work done, or any further additional repairs. Nothing more than a bearing swap. We'll bolt it all back together, lubricate it properly, make sure he's got the right amount of oil and the right weight. This is 5W20 in here, fully synthetic at 60,000 miles. So now that we've got these done, we've got the new camshaft and valve train in it, the upper ends rebuilt, the head gaskets, the valve cover gaskets, the intake, the client will be able to get in this thing and safely drive it down the road again with no problems.
One of the things Bob will talk about here is we see in these connecting rod bearings right here, we see two little holes. There's a hole here. Mr. Producer, can the audience see that? Okay, we have a hole here and we have a hole here. What those holes are, we talk about lubricity and why oil is so important. Bob, is there a difference in oils?
Yeah, they're big time. I mean, there's a difference in any weight oil and any brand oil. There's huge differences in it. And it's all about what your motor requires, depending on your temperature, where you are, your environment, what kind of driving you're doing, all the way down to that.
So these little holes, Bob, provide oil. We call them journals in the automotive technical world. These little journals provide oil to the crankshaft that sits here and to the bearing cap itself. Mm-hmm. This is why oil is so important, because it is metal on metal.
Yep.
And the lubricity and the viscosity of the oil allows things to slide very freely, Bob.
Yep, that's it.
That's what it does. In this case, Bob, we're going to be talking a little bit more about this tomorrow. What do we have here?
So that's actually the camshaft itself. This one is not from a Jeep. This is from a small block Chevrolet. This one here is actually another motor that we're rebuilding right here at the facility. This is from a pro touring car that just came in from good old Great Barrett Jackson, right? The cars that look great under the lights. So this one came in. This was a professionally built, quote unquote, motor.
383 stroker motor.
Brand new 383 that had, I think there's 31 miles on the thing. No chance that this thing ever ran worth a crap since the day one. So what we had found out was this one was a brand new car. Pro touring came in from Barrett Jackson. Car that didn't run worth a crap at all. So the thing comes into us, we diagnose it, start off with your basics, check your timing, check your firing order, check your plugs, make sure you've got air, make sure you've got fuel, make sure you've got spark, all three things that the motor needs to fire. Checked all that, confirmed it, had to know it was something deeper because all those components were correct. Took valve covers off, checked the rocker arm. Sometimes a popped off exhaust or intake rocker will cause popping through a carburetor, which is exactly the symptom we had. It didn't run, didn't start, cranked like crap. And we found out that this thing not only had severe damage to the camshaft, but once we got deep inside of that motor and pulled the camshaft out, we found out that the number one reason it had all of this severe damage and all of the valve to piston problems that we had and the grinding down of the actual lobes on the camshaft was the fact that the timing set was put in the motor wrong. The crank and the cam gear above one another, 12 and 6, were not at all anywhere near close to where what you would call top dead center, which is where you have your crank, intake, and exhaust, your crank set to top dead center, number one cylinder all the way up, and then you would have your cam set to exhaust and intake on closed valves with its timing marker. If the gear were on here, it would be at 6 o'clock, the crank would be at 12 o'clock, you line the two dots up, pretty retard proof. That's the way you build the motor properly. This thing was about 5 teeth off, way off, no chance the thing would ever run right. That's exactly what caused this to wipe all the way out. The client got super lucky that it didn't destroy all the valves in the bottom side of the head, even though we did have to go through and replace a couple components in the head, redo the seats on them, and just get it up to shape, man. So we'll be assembling this tomorrow.
Mr. Producer, how tight can you pull in for a clear picture on the camshaft? I want to stay by the shotgun mic. Okay, so let me walk up. Bub, as we talk about this, I'm going to bring this up to the camera for everybody to see. As I point to things, would you please identify what these parts are on a camshaft? The camshaft, Bub, has lobes. What does the lobe do?
So the lobe itself is actually either the intake or the exhaust lobe, and those are connecting from the camshaft itself, what he's holding in his hand, to a lifter, whether it be a flat tappet or hydraulic roller. This is a flat tappet setup. Then from there, connects to a push rod that allows oil to get up through the upper end of the valve train as well. And then from there, it goes to the tip of the rocker arm assembly, which allows the intake and exhaust valve to open and allow that compression to get out or recreate new suction coming into the motor. So that's exactly what it is. The camshaft is essentially what you would consider the heart of your motor. This is the piece that everything runs off of, aside from your crank assembly, right?
So yes, I had to go out and tell the retards to shut the car off while we're filming.
We seem to have a lot of those, man.
We really do. So Bub, what area is this that we're identifying right here, this gear set?
So that's actually what you would consider your cam gear, and that is where the base of your distributor, when you drop your distributor in the rear, this is a small block Chevrolet distributor mounted in the rear, you would drop that into the rear of the motor. There is a matching gear on the bottom side of the distributor, and you have to match the materials of the gears as well to your camshaft to make sure that they do not mesh down and wear each other out. So you drop your distributor in, it meshes in with each one of those gears in between each one of the tooth, very much like a ring and pinion. And once that is done, as the camshaft spins, that's what creates the rotating effect on the distributor, clockwise, counterclockwise, small block Chevrolet, clockwise in this case, and then that allows you to move on from your ignition timing. So very important that everything in that motor runs off of that camshaft and its position and installation. When you put it in a top dead center, that affects the way the intake and exhaust valves work. It matches with the way the crank shaft and pistons work, as well as connects in all of your firing order for cylinders 1, 8, 4, 3, 6, 5, 7, 2 as it rotates around. I, by the way, just gave the firing order to the Chevrolet too.
Hey, Bub, next thing I want to point out is we have two lobes here, okay? These two lobes are what we call lift and duration. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about these as well? And once you identify them, I'll show them as you're identifying them. I'll show them to the audience, but then I'll show them what happened with
this camshaft. Yes, you have two lobes on there for, again, one working either cylinder. You have a total of 16 on there. That is for the 8-cylinder setup. There are two for each cylinder, so 16, 8 cylinders, two each. Intake and exhaust valve is the way that they break down. Those are the lift and duration is not only how high the peak is of those ramps on each lobe, but also the duration is how long that lobe ramp, the peak, the highest point of that, how long it is staying open on terms of the valve. So whether it be the intake or the exhaust valve, and that's where you can create, modify your power band, how much air you're letting in, how much air you're pushing out, how long you're letting the air in, and how long you're pushing the air out. So there are different camshafts for every application, whether you're building a street motor, a stock motor, rebuild, a pro stock car, a drag car, there are turbocharged cams, there are supercharged cams. There are cams for every possible year, make, model, and fitment and design of every kind of vehicle you can imagine, even doing custom grind cams if you are that good.
And Bub, the camshaft itself affects the way the motor is built.
That's
so,
right.
In other words, the longer the lift, the longer the duration, the more the lope you get out of the motor.
That's right.
This is very important to get correct, ladies and gentlemen. When Bub designs a motor, it's typically from here forward.
Yep.
In terms of body parts, this would be what to the body, Bub?
That would be like the frame, essentially. That's like your main structure. It is your main piece that everything has to build around that.
It does have to build around this. So like other builders build from the outside in, Bub always starts at his camshaft to design his builds, much like the heart, as Bub is saying. We can see on this particular one, Bub, I'm going to show this to the audience, and then tomorrow we'll get into the deeper technologies and science behind a camshaft as we'll see the motor that you're building.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This one, Bub, as we can see, ladies and gentlemen, here is what Bub is describing. The lobe of the cam, which spins like this. As the camshaft is spinning, and this is lubed with a lot of oil, as the camshaft is spinning, it pushes what we call what, Bub?
The lifters. I described that when you walked outside. The lifters into the push rod into the rocker arm, and
correct,
then into the actual rocker tip through the springs.
Correct. So this hits the hydraulic lifter, which pushes a push rod up and down and rocks the valves. We call them rockers because they rock back and forth in this kind of fashion. So what happened here is, look at this, ladies and gentlemen. Notice there is no cam lobe left on this camshaft. This car could never have run right, period. The builder was sloppy. the builder was incorrect in everything he did and his approach, and it cost our client a tremendous amount of money.
It did, yeah, and that's a shame, too, for a car to, and it looks really bad on Barry Jackson, to be quite honest with you, because you've got a car that rolls through that clearly there was zero quality inspection time put on this car. That was nothing more than like, hey, it looks good in pictures, post it up, let's make the money. Let's be honest.
Keep in mind, Barrett Jackson charges you a 10% seller's fee, mm-hmm. a 10% buyer's fee, mm-hmm. plus an entrance fee. Ladies and gentlemen, if you buy anything from these auction houses, please be careful.
Yeah.
So many cars look good under the lights and with paint, mm-hmm. but what you see mechanically, every year we get inundated after Palm Beach Barrett Jackson because of work like this, shoddy workmanship. On top of which, Bub, and we'll discuss it a little bit more tomorrow, Bub started running the numbers on the motor and the pistons. And this was purported to be a professionally built 383. That's the way it was sold at Barrett Jackson. Mm-hmm. We saw the build sheet. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's nothing more than a small block Chevrolet 350.
Yeah, which is a shame because now you've got a client that expected one thing and got another, essentially. You know, he's got a mismatch of parts going on, and at the end of the day, it not only looks bad on the previous builder, it looks bad on the place who sold the car. It makes it very difficult for us as designers and builders to sell the correct product to the client because they've already spent X on what they thought was a perfect package because it came from such a high quality place, and that's further than you could ever imagine from being correct. You know, it's tough because now you're in this position where it's like you've got to go through and either rebuild this whole motor, replace the whole motor, do something, but you've got to do something for the client. I mean, this is one of our A-list clients, and it's like you can't just keep calling them and saying, hey, we need this, 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 because as you keep digging deeper and deeper and deeper, you find out that this was just nothing more than a hacked up mess that somebody put together and painted and made it look really good.
Some of the welds on this car are terrible as well. In fact, Bub, you've got one that came in from a very, very, very reputable Trans Am shop. It's on the way up now from about 200 miles away. Mm-hmm. And that car was maybe 100 miles away. That car was literally so hacked up. The client called us yesterday on a referral from other clients, and said, look, I'll never take the car back to this particular restoration house who specializes in Trans Ams.
Yeah, which is, you know, it's another shame, dude, because that's a big company. We know who this company is pretty well, and we've done work with them before. And the fact that they can't get their specialty, you know, 100% is a problem. You know, it is. And that's what you see in today's world is the quality of people suck. You know, people don't care what happens to the end user 2 months from, you know, then, a week from then, 6 months from then. You know, it's all about just building quality rides. You know, that's what these things are about. You know, we just left SEMA. We got back here Sunday night. And, you know, that's the rides that were out there are true, like, These are quality rides, dude. And every one of those cars that was sitting on that floor started right up and went out of there.
Went out of
there.
We
did a full, yep. You know, 5-10 mile cruise around Vegas, the streets of Vegas, and there was no show queen stuff there. You know, there was nothing. Even the drag cars were literally, these guys were running alcohol and water meth.
They were.
Just, I mean, full cruising the streets. And, you know, that's the way rides should be. They should be rides that people have taken the time and they've put their heart and soul into.
Yep.
And it's given the end user something that's perfect.
I agree.
You get in and you cruise. This car wouldn't have been able to start on the floor.
It didn't start. And that's just it. They push it on and off. There's 31 miles on this car, and it destroyed a complete solid metal camshaft.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Really bad.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, please be careful about who you deal with and the quality of work that goes into your know what you're doing. But we're going to jump out of this segment. I know you're not feeling well. Until tomorrow.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow we're going to bring you part two of Camshaft and Crank Technologies. We're going to get inside the heart of a small block and let you see how it all operates and things come together as one. This episode has been brought to you by a group of idiots who like to run cars outside of our facility when we're filming and trying to bring you the best. Bubba'sExoticMotorsports.com. That's Bubba'sExoticMotorsports.com. For the greatest boutique apparel and fashion accessories, it is Miss Outlaw Boutique. They are starting to get their new line of Christmas clothing in. It's really cool stuff. Guys, go get your girls something. Girls, go get yourself something. It's really good. You want to be that outlaw girl? This has got it, man. You want to be that country girl? They've got it. Anything you need for the most high-end fashions, they're it. Go see Robin and Layla at 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108, and sign up for the paint party they're having. Miss Outlaw Boutique has all the information. You'll love it. Paint your glass of wine or your glass that you had a glass of wine in with appetizers after you have your glass of wine, and the money goes to the Las Vegas Victims Fund. It's easy, ladies and gentlemen, because it's out of the news headlines to put it beside you. But Bub and I were out at Mandalay Bay, and the film stage, or the actual sound stage, where this tragic event happened. And to describe that in words is beyond belief. It's all silt fencing around it. The police department is there. They're still doing an active crime scene investigation. There's blood still there. That everything is knocked over the night it happened. Is out there. It's a mess, ladies and gentlemen. It's absolutely a mess. So let's help these guys. Let's get, it may not be a tremendous amount of money, but the girls over at Miss Outlaw Boutique want to help. They want to be there and they want to help. Robin Weigel, hello, how are you? I just got a message from my producer. Hello to Robin Weigel, and he's sitting right there. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what producers do. They like to mess you up a little bit. That's cool, that's what it's all about. And also, ladies and gentlemen, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world, right here, Cars and Coffee Palm Beach, 11-19, so November 19th, please come out. You will see the official Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA Mustang revealed to the public for the first time. It did stellar work at SEMA. Discovery was there, Velocity was there, Michael Anthony from Van Halen stopped by, Asian and Farm Truck from Street Outlaws came and hung out in the green room with us. Everybody was enamored. Four magazines came. You'll love to see this car in person as well with the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Exotics there too. In the VIP section, we'll have Paul Sr. from Orange County Choppers. Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner. Open the door for somebody whose hands are full and need your help. If somebody has holes in the bottom of their shoes, buy them a pair of shoes. Pay less is cheap, and it's right around the corner. Give them a pair of yours if you need to. Doesn't matter. If somebody's hungry, buy them a meal. If you don't want to give them money, go to Chevron, 7-Eleven, McDonald's. Just do something charitable. Let's make sure we take care of all those animals out there, ladies and gentlemen. Until tomorrow, when we bring you the internals of a small block Chevrolet and how they operate, let's keep on doing it Bubba style.